Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The California bill, known as AB 2943, is a serious assault on our freedom. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this bill has been working its way through the state legislature. It's now on the Senate side, going through several layers of committees, but so far it has not been stopped. And Matt, this bill, AB 2943, is one of the most significant assaults on freedom because it not only bans what's called change therapy for adults so that adults can't even get the counseling that they want, but also places change therapy in their business fraud section of the statute. The Consumer Legal Remedies Act is what it's called, making any kind of promotion of change therapy or advertisement or offering change therapy to be a fraudulent business practice. And that is extreme, and the implications are far spread.
It's political flat eartherism is what it is. They're in complete denial of the untold thousands of people who have successfully changed, you know, even their sexual identity, their so-called sexual orientation. And I have a bunch of friends who were former homosexuals who now they've taken to a campaign of saying, I'm not fraud.
Right.
You're calling me a fraud. You're calling me fraud. How dare you? Here is my story. Here is what objectively has occurred in my life. And because of your anti-Christian animus, you are going to, in political motivation, you are going to use a bunch of quack science to say that this can't happen. Nonsense.
Yeah, we have a very well done video on our press release regarding this. Of those very testimonies you're talking about, Matt, you know, people that are California residents who have changed, that have come to Christ, because they're saying we are not fraud, but this bill is saying that we are, and that
you
is
are
not
fraud.
Right.
Yeah,
how
you
offensive.
Can go to our website, lc.org, and you can click on our press release and you can actually watch that video. These are people with
powerful
real stories who have been in the LGBT lifestyle and behavior. We actually have a person who will ultimately be one of our plaintiffs in this case if this bill passes and we file suit, who went through the so-called surgery, the SRS, the so-called sex reassignment surgery. Of course, you can't reassign your sex. You can do plastic surgery. You can cut body parts off. You can give your body high dosages of the opposite gender sex hormone. So if you're male, you can take estrogen and vice versa. So you can make your body appear in certain ways, but in reality, your DNA is exactly the same. You're born male or female. And this person was born as a male. And he went through various confused states. He had been abused as a young boy. And then he wanted to go through the surgery to look like a female. And he identified as a female for a while until he met Christ.
Right. Yeah. Praise God that Walt has, you know, his life has changed because of Jesus Christ. And he, now he helps those who are dealing with this. But Walt is quick to say, you know, 40% is the rate of people that go through the surgery and then commit suicide. 40%.
It's high.
They actually commit suicide.
Right. They don't just
it's
attempt,
even higher
40%.
Who attempt. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there's a higher rate for those
tragic
who attempt. These are 40% do commit suicide,
right,
who have gone through the surgery, which is exactly why Johns Hopkins University, the first institution in the country to do these kinds of surgeries. And again, this is just plastic surgery. You don't change anything other than your external appearance. Johns Hopkins University found this was problematic, that people who went through this, like Walt, Walt Heyer, he went through this surgery. And, you know, once you cut off body parts, it's
well,
hard
they're
to
being sterilized.
Yeah,
they're being sterilized, permanently sterilized.
Yeah, so he became a Christian and became content with how God made him as a man. He stopped taking the hormones. He went kind of tried to reverse as much as he could. He's now married and has been happily married for many years.
Mm-hmm. But regarding this bill, going back to that, this is even more broad that it affects mm-hmm. pastors, Christian authors, you know, counselors that are trying to help those with same-sex attractions. If they give them a Bible or refer through their book, this bill would ban them from doing that.
Yeah, because it declares that advertising.
Right.
Or offering to engage in or engaging in sexual orientation change efforts with an individual is fraudulent business practices. So if you were to quote 1 Corinthians
6:11,
chapter 6, where it says that some of you used to be, and it gives a list, including homosexual, and such you were. In other words, some of you were this way. And that shows that through the power of Jesus. It says, but you were washed, you were cleansed, you've been changed.
Yeah.
And if you put that in a brochure, on a billboard, or up on the screen while you're preaching, you quote
charged with fraud.
1 Corinthians, that through the power of Jesus, you can change. And if you're struggling with this confusion, then I encourage you to get help. And you can get help at this location or in with this person. All of that would be considered false advertisement,
as well as victims of sexual abuse, which many of these people who are dealing with same-sex attractions have experienced, unfortunately.
And I know the other side doesn't want to admit that, but
no.
I can tell you, everybody I talk to who has been counseling in these areas, I've talked to people who work in prisons where someone has this identity crisis and they get confused. They have a commonality, and that is a sexual abuse when they're younger.
Usually from a close person in their family.
Yeah.
CDC researchers have found, and I have cited these studies and these statistics over and again, CDC researchers have found that nearly 50% of men who end up identifying as gay were sexually assaulted by a homosexual predator as boys, by an adult homosexual predator. The Archives of Sexual Behavior found similar occurrences. That is astronomically high. It is so disproportionate that only a fool would deny that there is a correlation between homosexual assault on children, on boys, and a later identification of LGBT.
You know, and herein, I think there's two things. One, to show that this is not normal, it is abnormal. Mm-hmm. Two, it's a result of brokenness. Mm-hmm. And we ought to have compassion on those individuals.
And allow them to get help.
And allow them to get help. Rather than pretending that this is normal and okay, and they ought to just live with their confusion and their struggles, that's going to cause more problems than not.
That's hateful.
That is hateful. And someone who's an adult, we're not talking about someone 14, 15 years old. We're talking about an adult who can make decisions legally within any community. They can't get the counsel that they need. They can go to any counselor anywhere
even
in
if they
the country
want to.
And they can get whatever counsel they need. But if they go to the counselor and part of the counseling comes out, they say, you know, they've been struggling for, maybe they've been in the counseling room for 2 months. And now they begin to say that they have been struggling with this identity of who they are.
Because they were sexually assaulted.
Because they're sexually
kids.
Assaulted. Can you help me? I don't want to identify as a woman, or I don't want to identify as a man, or whatever it might be. I want to identify with how God made me. They're not going to be able to get the help they need. And the counselor, if the counselor provides that, mm-hmm. they will lose their license.
That's sinister.
That is just so evil. It is evil. It is striking at the very core of freedom and self-autonomy. That is harmful to those individuals.
Absolutely.
And we know many of them. This is not hypothetical. We know many who have been helped. And this is just a political agenda to try to silence the truth and to trap people into a lifestyle. It literally is using people and brokenness to advance an agenda. And that's the tragedy of this kind of bill or any bill similar to it, whether it's an adult ban or a ban with regards to minors. We're going to fight this bill. We are ready and prepared to file suit. If this bill does pass, pray for us that it doesn't pass. But if it does, pray for success as well as we move forward into the court system. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. The only way we can continue to defend and advance freedom is by your prayers, and we covet those, but also by your regular monthly support. I encourage you to go to lc.org and pledge your monthly support of any amount. Any amount will certainly be beneficial. You can do that online at lc.org. Stand with us, partner with us as we continue to advance freedom.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.